Well, I didn't see anything or nobody. That's why I never believed it. About an eyewitness. Not eyewitness. Witness. Someone whose testimony associates you and Hickok with this case. Oh. Him. And Dick always said he'd be too scared. Ha! Dunce, not to be diverted, reminds him, Hickok had the knife. You had the gun. How did you get into the house?
The door was unlocked. A side door. It took us into Mr. Clutter's office. Then we waited in the dark, listening. But the only sound was the wind. There was quite a little wind outside. It made the trees move, and you could hear the leaves. The one window was curtained with Venetian blinds, but moonlight was coming through. I closed the blinds, and Dick turned on his flashlight. We saw the desk. The safe was supposed to be in the wall directly behind the desk, but we couldn't find it. It was a paneled wall, and there were books and framed maps, and I noticed on a shelf a terrific pair of binoculars. I decided I was going to take them with me when we left there.
Did you? Asks Dewey, for the binoculars had not been missed.
Smith nods. We sold them in Mexico.
Sorry. Go on.
Well, when we couldn't find the safe, Dick doused the flashlight and we moved in darkness out of the office and across a parlor, a living room. Dick whispered to me, couldn't I walk quieter? But he was just as bad. Every step we took made a racket. We came to a hall and a door, and Dick, remembering the diagram, said it was a bedroom. He shined the flashlight and opened the door. A man said, "Honey?" He'd been asleep, and he blinked and said, "Is that you, honey?" Dick asked him, "Are you Mr. Clutter?" He was wide awake now. He sat up and said, "Who is it? What do you want?" Dick told him, very polite, like we were a couple of door-to-door salesmen, "We want to talk to you, sir. In your office, please." And Mr. Clutter, barefoot, just wearing pajamas, he went with us to the office and we turned on the office lights. Up till then, he hadn't been able to see us very good. I think what he saw hit him hard. Dick says, "Now, sir, all we want you to do is show us where you keep that safe." But Mr. Clutter says, "What safe?" He says he don't have any safe. I knew right then it was true. He had that kind of face. You just knew whatever he told you was pretty much the truth. But Dick shouted at him, "Don't lie to me, you son of a bitch. I know goddamn well you got a safe." My feeling was, nobody had ever spoken to Mr. Clutter like that. But he looked Dick straight in the eye and told him, being very mild about it, said, well, he was sorry, but he just didn't have any safe. Dick tapped him on the chest with the knife, says, "Show us where that safe is or you're going to be a good bit sorrier." But Mr. Clutter, oh, you could see he was scared, but his voice stayed mild and steady. He went on denying he had a safe. Sometime along in there, I fixed the telephone, the one in the office. I ripped out the wires, and I asked Mr. Clutter if there were any other telephones in the house. He said yes, there was one in the kitchen. So I took the flashlight and went to the kitchen. It was quite a distance from the office. When I found the telephone, I removed the receiver and cut the line with a pair of pliers. Then, heading back, I heard a noise, a creaking overhead. I stopped at the foot of the stairs leading to the second floor. It was dark, and I didn't dare use the flashlight. But I could tell there was someone there, at the top of the stairs, silhouetted against a window. A figure. Then it moved away.